At least 9 people have been killed in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar a day after violent protests over the burning of a Quran by a fundamentalist preacher in the United States killed 7 staff members at the United Nations mission in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Charles Collins reports.
The violence is the worst in Afghanistan for months and comes as the country gears up for the first stage of a years-long security handover to Afghan troops. In the southern city of Kandahar on Saturday, several people were killed and dozens of others wounded during protests over last month's burning of a Quran at a small evangelical church in Florida. The violence came a day after a crowd overpowered guards at the United Nations mission in the usually peaceful northern Afghanistan city of Mazar-e-Sharif. 7 UN staff members were killed, and 5 Afghan protesters died in the incident. Farhan Haq of the United Nations says they are looking at their security standards.
We have revised our security arrangements repeatedly, and we will need to do so again.
In the United States, President Barack Obama condemned the attack and, through Press Secretary Jay Carney, praised the UN's efforts in Afghanistan.
Together with the American people, I offer my deepest condolences to those injured and killed, as well as to their loved ones. The brave men and women of the United Nations, including the Afghan staff, undertake their work in support of the Afghan people. Their work is essential to building a stronger Afghanistan for the benefit of all its citizens.
I'm Charles Collins.